Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hi, y'all. This is Jane Hoffman, and I'm late for my own show. I really apologize. Things went crazy with me today, and I had to make airline tickets that turned out to be a disaster. I finally solved the problem in the end. Tonight we are back on the subject of spiritual dissension, and I'm really hoping that somebody will hear my call. It's been more than a disaster today. I did manage to get to church in Beverly Hills, and guess what? It was dinner night, but no dinner. That's okay. There were two sets of three people who prayed at separate times. The first group left around 7:05, and the second group showed up. The interim pastor forgot to inform someone that they should be cooking tonight, and no one had a meal to eat. I just want to tell everybody that I'm going to be opening up the chat room in about 5 minutes. Now, last time on the show, we had a caller from Alaska who was absolutely sensational. Her name was Carrie, and she's a baby Christian, and she was going through some new issues in her life. And she was very agnemic, and she told in detail just the kind of spiritual backlash she was receiving in Alaska just for becoming a Christian. I didn't know people were vehemently opposed to someone taking on a religion that could possibly not only save their soul but give them eternal life. For some people, traditional religion is highly offensive. And that's the kind of world that we live in here nowadays. Now, I live in Los Angeles, and people are not openly rude about your religious choices. My friend Tim, he is a Rastafarian and a Christian. He does believe in Jesus and his deity, but he also believes that Haile Selassie was the second coming of Christ. I wanted to relate to people tonight that I'm going to be slightly selfish, and I'm going to talk to you about my life. The first aspect of my life is that today I had to make a split decision about going to Minnesota. I easily found airline tickets on July 4th, which is a holiday, but I got into a bind where I could not make return flight tickets. So I went on Travelocity and I clicked to purchase tickets for around $300 on a one-way flight for two people. And they reneged $49 out of my PayPal account without even completing the transaction. I forgot to check no on the travel box for travel protection, and they charged me $49 for travel protection, which outsourced me into being unable to purchase the airline reservation tickets because it shortfalled my account for $50. Then I had to go back to 7-Eleven to refund my account through MoneyPack, and I had already put $1,400 on my PayPal account through MoneyPack's in June, and they said I reached my limit, so that was the second reason I wasn't able to buy a ticket. So it almost seemed obvious to me that maybe I should just make the trip one way. Maybe I shouldn't return this summer. To make a long story short, I went back on one of the cheap airline websites and I was able to buy a return ticket for July 11th, which is my son's birthday, at half the price. Therefore, no matter what my PayPal balance was, I was able to afford the tickets. I also went to church, and I was in a hurry because of the airline fiasco. I had 1/16th of a tank of gas, and I had to drive over Laurel Canyon. I had $10 on my credit card, $2 in my purse. I forgot my high balance credit card. My phone was down to one bar. So if my car broke down in Laurel Canyon, I wouldn't have been able to call AAA. I may have possibly run out of gas, but the Lord enabled me to get to church, put $15 in my gas tank, and keep my phone turned on until I return back to the San Fernando Valley. Now, I would like to explain to you that this is an episode in life called spiritual martyrdom, or perhaps my son's being rude in the background, or perhaps spiritual faith. If you have faith, you can accomplish anything, but you must listen to intuition. Because the Lord was telling me tonight, stay in Minnesota. Don't come back for that 10-hour summer school job. Just stay in Minnesota. That's what he was telling me. Oh boy, it's been a tough night. So I want to tell my listening audience, perhaps I should read you a Bible verse. A Bible verse would be a good thing to do, wouldn't it? Okay, so let's try to find one. While I'm trying to find one, I'll do one from memory, okay? I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. How about, in my Father's house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, so that I may receive you unto thyself. For where I am, there ye shall be also. Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Are you a vagabond kind of person where you have nowhere to lay your head? Are you spiritually dormant? I'm going to play Matthew 11. Listen now.
Come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and tell John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the gospel of the poor is preached unto them. And blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me. And they departed. And Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Behold, they who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before me. Verily I say unto you, among those who have been born of women, there is not risen a greater one than John the Baptist. Nevertheless, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is taken by violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Chapter 14, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman, having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial to her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went into the chief priest to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the goodman of the house, Master saith, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a lot.